Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. It's the boy, Master Emerson. I want to say hello to everybody out there. It's Wednesday night. That's right, 9 p.m. on the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? Right here in Midwest Ohio. So what's good? What's good? It's your boy, Master Emerson, the coolest host in the world. And I am bringing you tonight Hood Talk Radio. The number to call in is 646-478-0944. And you can talk. In the background, you are hearing the remnants of the movie Atlas Crossed. That's right. I got it already on Boomerang, and it's a perfect copy. I hate to fuck your head up like that, but I have it. We are here tonight in Cleveland, Ohio, broadcasting live, and today I was going to bring you some information, and I still am, information concerning your birth certificate, right? It's a little known fact that our birth certificates are used more than for identification purposes, all right? According to the sources that I have, it's actually being used for, also being used for, not actually, tracking your ass, because you are a commodity. You are a product. And I'll give you the reasons why in 1 second. That first song y'all just heard was Games. And that was, of course, off the Weekend Project CD for your boy, Max Image. And it is a cool, cool track. Okay. Y'all know what to do. Y'all know what to do. And y'all keep in touch with us tonight because we got a good show for you. I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all is online listening, and I appreciate that. But for those that would like to add their comments to the show, or if you just feel like you just want to listen via your phone, you can dial that number, 646-478-0944. Excuse me. So we'll be right back in a little bit to tell you what the deal is. It's your first tip. yes, and we're back. That was Round. You know what's up, man. 646-478-0945. We're watching some crazy shit on the internet about these non-driving us people overseas. I think it's something that got to do with the steering wheels being on the right-hand side of the car. If they ain't doing things correctly. But just to bring y'all up to speed a little bit on your birth certificates, it is my assumption that prior to 1933, the hospitals were just giving out Bibles, all right, because most of the birth records and all of that shit that was being generated was recorded in Bibles, you know what I'm saying? And then after 1933, it was decided that the best way to track Americans and their spending and to ensure that motherfuckers is, you know, paying their taxes and shit on time like they're supposed to be, a record of birth was created. Okay? Now, the reason why the record of birth was created, because they have this thing called straw man. When you are born, a piece of paper is created or a corporation is created, not in your image or in your stead, but it's like you're dead. Okay, so you have what they call the straw man identity, which is strictly on paper, and then you have the actual physical you, which is the original of the copy, which is on paper. So you have your physical self, and then you have your what they will call virtual self, all right? Now, the virtual self is a corporation that is set up as a debt, basically other countries. Right now, since China got, you know, pretty much all our wealth, we are indebted slaves to China based on the agreement that unknowingly our parents entered into with the United States government in the form of a birth certificate. If you was to go and look at a lady, what is it called? Articles of lading, shipping documents and packing documents and stock documents and records and shit like that, and you'll notice that they all have serial numbers, a data receipt and all of this and all that shit, product number and all that. Well, if you ever look at your birth certificate, it has in some form or another those same credentials, you know what I'm saying? So you are basically counted, you know, like from birth as, you know what I'm saying, a bond. So the government takes out a loan, you know what I'm saying, because of you, right? And because of you, then they can get some money from the Federal Reserve Bank or whatever creditors or lenders that we're seeking money from for whatever means, all right? So just know that your birth certificate is actually a piece of paper. It's like a debt. You are security for a debt. Okay, and that's why you have to have a job. That's why you have to pay taxes, this and another, because, you know what I'm saying, our country borrows money against your physical, excuse me, your straw self. And your straw self is set up as a corporation, all right, because you can earn money. And that's basically what your birth certificate is for. They'll instruct you that it's for the basis of your identification, but it's also the basis for your stock numbers and all that shit. You are being traded on the NYSE, you know what I'm saying, New York Stock Exchange, you know what I'm saying? You are a commodity, and so am I, and everybody else that pays taxes and has a birth certificate. All right, you can go and check that out. Google in your birth certificate, okay? Let's Google that shit, check that out. Another thing I wanted to say about that is it's strange that a lot of the information that we get that's passed on us comes from other countries about this country and the practices that's going on. All right, I just watched a documentary from the former Minister of Defense in Canada, who's basically, you know what I'm saying that they had a forum up there, and he was saying that they asked President Clinton about disclosure, and, you know, he didn't want to touch it. So it's, you know, if the Canadian that's right next door to us knows some stupid shit going on over here, you know, why don't we? You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that we as people can do to ensure our own liberties, but we don't do it. We have those folks that believe that our government wouldn't do nothing wrong to us, and that they love us, and that we are patriotic, and we go to war to protect our lands and our grounds. And the truth of the matter is we go to war and all that shit to protect the elite and the rich and the wealthy in this country. Because we damn sure ain't protecting the poor. All right? Yeah, I want to start paying attention to this shit called Rex 84. It's some old shit from the 40s. It was amended in the 80s with Ronald Reagan and his boy Oliver North. That's why they call it Rex 84. It's a plug right behind that chair. it's a technical name for that. The King Harry, King Harold is the King plan, okay? Mm-hmm. King David, one of those is actual documents, okay? And then basically what they're saying is that they need to divide they. When I say they, that means the ruling class of this country. Need to start polarizing and basically arresting, detaining, and it's actually a plan to exterminate the black population, and actually it was amended in 1984 to include the Hispanic population in this country, because they honestly believe that the blacks and the Hispanics are the cause of all the financial woes in this country. They're saying that they won't be because of the fact that the blacks and the whites and the Hispanics can't live in harmony. They need to just get rid of us, round us all up, and they got all of these finger camps and everything, and people like pay attention, but the shit is true. The only thing they're waiting for is for the president to declare martial fucking law, and they're going to start detaining. Now, the first, according to this plan, the first people that they're going to start rounding up are the black leaders and the black politicians. They're going to start at a government level and move down to the state level, then to the, you know, the county and state and all of that local levels. It will all be brought to a head, but according to their plan, okay, all of the blacks and the Hispanics in this country are supposed to be rounded up, detained, arrested, whatever, and basically interrogated or exterminated.
So they want to get rid of your emancipation.
Yeah, well, that is one of the reasons why they never wanted to restore the Voting Rights Act. They didn't want to do nothing with the emancipation because they felt like, hey, it was so long ago, it was our grandparents that did the shit to y'all. Y'all grandparents, we didn't do the shit to y'all, so y'all need to just let that shit go. And that's just not the fucking truth, man. Because right now, the few little black leaders we have, they all fucked up. Everybody want to look at perfection in our elected officials. Everybody want to look at no mistakes in human beings. They forget to put the human factor in each and every part of life. Okay, if you pick up a book, it was written by a human being. It was edited by a human being. It was scrutinized by human beings. Okay, so it was changed so many ways. This doesn't fit. Okay, this don't fit. Why do you think that they call the old songs from the 70s oldies, especially when they still playing their fucking day? Because they don't fit with the scheme of the new shit that's going on. Okay, you ain't gonna find no old song talking about, you know, she like her kisses down low. Diana Ross never sang a song called Kisses Down Low. the nastiest song she sang was I'm Coming Out. But then the sexiest song she sang was Muscles. Remember that? I want muscles. That's all. That was the whole song. Somebody that had muscles all over her body. Okay? But nowadays we got motherfuckers talking about bitches love me like Shane. Kisses down low, make me arch my back. You know, and all this and all of that. It's the desensitization. Whatever, man. They just dumbed us down to where nothing is, everything is acceptable. Pretty soon they're going to be saying shit on the radio. That's some dumb shit. They're already saying ass. What the hell? You know, so I can remember, well, you couldn't say that on TV. Some, you know, you couldn't say it on radio either.
You couldn't say bitch. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can say bitch on TV, but in a proper context. Oh, that's an ugly bitch. If you on TV with a dog at a vet, they'll get it off. You know, or it could be some white lady TV show like the Gilmore Girls. Oh, you're acting like a bitch. Slap. Okay, it's accepted in that context. But if somebody just turn around and say, bitch, I'm going to whoop your ass, the FCC got to step in. Like that song Beyonce say, bitches, bow down, bitches. Now I got a question. And I know this is off the track. But I got a question. I need feedback on this because it's important to the male psyche. One of y'all favorite girls, Beyonce Knowles, put a song out there. All right? She's saying, bow down, bitches. Okay? Bow down, bitches. I saw a video. She was doing that song live, and every woman in the motherfucking audience had their lighters up in their hands and was throwing their Beyonce hair. Bow down, bitches. All right? So when Beyonce doing this, acceptable. Okay? So if I'm in the store and I say something to a woman and she responds to me negatively, or she can shoot me down, I ain't interested in you, nigga. Should I say, bow down, bitch, and it be acceptable? Can I say, bow down, bitch, to a woman, and it be acceptable? Can a man say that? But I don't get no fact. Man can't say that, can he?
If they say it,
you can see the look I just got. Goddamn, that's nice. We gotta say, bow down, you know, bitch. I was using. That's how I gotta say it backwards. Who is it? So, what I need is for all my sisters to show fucking Beyonce to shut the fuck up. Because that ain't acceptable. Just like if a white man call a black man a nigga, he gonna get his ass whipped. Okay, we cannot say by the own bitches.
Can't call them
that. So I don't want y'all to fall for that illusion. Okay, the illusion is Beyonce came out with the Bow Down Bitch song, so that's supposed to be acceptable, but it's not. That's not fucking acceptable. And I don't even know how this woman that just had a child, allegedly, can even come out with a song like that, that next year that baby's going to be walking around the house, bitches.
Right.
And she don't want to smack that baby in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? Where you get that word from? Your song?
Right.
And you got a Grammy, folks. You got a video, folks, shaking your ass. I learned it from you, Mom. You know, the little girls in our country is shaking their asses all over the place. They want to dress with tassels hanging down in between their legs, walking up and down the street. They want to go to school.
Right.
Looking like Beyonce in the third grade. And their mamas is doing. And their daddies don't give a shit. Oh, they just little girls. That's what little girls do. Get the fuck out of here. That's what grown-ass women like Beyonce do.
They got them in Gucci grooming school.
See, they got the girls in Gucci grooming school, and they got the little boys in gladiator school.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't doing nothing but breed motherfucking gladiators. Let me tell y'all something. These motherfuckers are scared. of our black youth because they have energy and they ain't afraid to die.
Right.
So we was brainwashed into believing if you die, you know what I'm saying, it's all over your life. You know, if you kill yourself, then you won't be able to achieve none of your dreams. No. I'm saying because we had support groups. We had commercials that used to come on called Riff. They had little conjunction. What's your function? They teach you shit. I'm just up there. Yes, I'm over here.
Right.
And I got as far as capital here. Nowadays, what you got? He's adding his cannons quick. To the armory, the video games,
and reality TV.
The reality TV shows, everybody want to be like T.I. on TV. They got this new little white boy called Josh whatever, and he just decided one day, I don't want to fucking go to college because I could be famous. And his mama said he saved his money for 3 years to buy himself a reality show. Okay, and he did it. And he did it. So what does that say about this country? And we have groomed a generation full of fucking idiots. Because what's going to happen when your TV show fizzle out and you ain't popular no more? You fucking broke. Now you got to go and stand in the line and get some financial aid to take your ass to CNC class. Right? You got to be a little bit more vigilant than that, y'all. We have to be. 646-478-0944 is the number to call in. First, number one, key if you want to talk. Don't do that if you just want to listen. All right, we really want to emphasize on controlling your own mind. When I say control your own mind, you say one day you decide to go sit out and smoke your blunt and read the Hummingbird. Okay? Say you want to read To Kill a Mockingbird, and all your niggas sitting around like, man, what the fuck did you read? I'm reading a book, man. What's the name of the book? To Kill a Mockingbird. Why are you reading that book? Because I want to. Okay? Now, what's going to happen is somebody going to start talking shit about you and make you feel bad because you exercising your motherfucking right to read what the fuck you want. You exercising your rights. You made your own mind up. I'm going to sit down and read me a book and enjoy being intellectual for a while I smoke this motherfucking blood with my niggas. You're going to always have naysayers. You always have haters behind you. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to give you a little math to do. You know, the Bible says it's only 144,000, right? That's supposed to make it, okay, through gates. Well, 99% of the people on this planet believe in the same worldview. That 144,000 actually equates to that 1%, okay? So 99% of this, if this 6.35 billion people on the planet Earth divide 144,000 into that, and I'll give you the percentage of people that 1%. So if you multiply, so if you divide 144,000 into 6.2, it should give you roughly the 1% of 100. And you got to figure out what 1% of 6.325 billion is. Okay.
Here's a question for the mathematician.
Yeah, that 1% of 6.35 billion, and I got that number from Dr. Saul Anderson on the videotape Power Numbers. And it's 6.35 billion Africans, well, excuse me, 2.2 million black folks in this country. 2.2 million. 10 years ago, 20.2 million. So that's close to 22,000 to 23,000. But they call it 20.2 million blacks in this country, in America alone, 20.2 million. All right. Now, Alaska's FEMA camp can hold 2 million people. That's Alaska. That's the largest. One of the largest. Two super large ones. One can hold 2 million people, and one can hold at least a 500,000 people because they are equipped to hold entire families. We need the FEMA camp centers. Yo, look, Jesse Body Ventura, or Jesse Ventura, was the governor. He got into politics and he became a leaker. So because he became a leaker, you know, he got his cell phone out. It's politics, man, because he's always going to kill his ass. So he go around. And I don't want y'all to think that Jesse the Body Ventura shit ain't real or whatever, or he's some type of joke, because this motherfucker was in the political game. He got reach, he got contact, and he uses them. And I guarantee you, some of y'all, you don't even have to go through Jesse the Body Ventura's videos. All you got to do is Google FEMA camps. And all kind of shit to come up. I swear Google is all over the place. We just watched motherfucking Google Earth video, Pyramids on the Moon. And on Mars.
Mining.
Right. Mining equipment, holes dug, you know what I'm saying? Grooves cut all in the side of the moon, the dark side of the moon. What human being can work in the dark with no light? Who can go up to the moon? Ain't no gravity up there. Ain't no gravity on the moon to be doing no mining. No excavating. So who doing it? That's why the moon looks like shit. So now where you about to go? Shit, man, I'm about to catch this bus up to the moon.
Oh,
how you going to the moon on the bus, man? Shit, they made it. Right.
You know, they got a spacecraft down there in the Mojave.
I'm going to fucking get there in 90 minutes. Go get the moon. Y'all got to know. Y'all got to know, man. This is some serious shit. That. Now, what I want to say is that right now we live in a world of followers. And if that's what you want to be, that's fine with me, man. But I ain't trying to be no follower. I ain't really even trying to get into no leadership roles or nothing. I really just want to study. And I want to seek knowledge, and I want to keep my brain full and my eyes open. All right, reading is fundamental. And it ain't fun too mental, it's fundamental, meaning it's basic. All right? That's the basics of your understanding. That's one of the requirements of life, a basic necessity, fundamental. All right? Some people would call it general, but fundamental means basic necessity. You have to know how to read. If you don't know how to read, you may be able to speak well and everything else, but the comprehension is like kind of low because you don't understand what the fuck you're looking at. All right, you can be good at counting money, but if you don't know how to add and subtract, somebody cheating you every fucking time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what a 50 looks like. You know what a 100 looks like. But let me tell you, your motherfucking price came to $732. How much money you gonna give me? So, if it ain't increments of 50, 250, 300, 500, 1,000, you don't know what the fuck it is. 150,000, 72,000, you know what I'm saying? 128 grams, you know, that kind of shit. And when it comes to that bullshit, like 637 out of 20, you know, you show every motherfucking time. So, you got to learn how to read so that you can see the numbers on the page and comprehend what they mean. All right? Y'all got to keep your minds open. And don't forget that word understand means stand under. Do you understand the charges that are being brought against you? Say no.
No.
Say no. I don't understand it. You know why? Because they're asking you, you stand under the charges that are being brought against you. And by you saying yes, that means you admit your guilt to whatever they said you did wrong.
That's right.
But for real. See, now, another thing that we got to be and pay attention to is that there are two types of law. There's the civil law And then there's the law of water, which is the banking law. Now, everybody knows there's three times more water on the earth than there is land. So civil law is the law of the land. The maritime admiralty law, or the law of the sea, is above that, all right? Because it's three times more water. The banking system uses the law of the sea. That's why the Vatican is considered the Holy See, because they control the finances of the world. A lot of people didn't know that. No, they don't. Yes, they do. You understand? So, pay attention. You ain't got to sit down and read the damn newspaper every fucking day, but you got to read something. You know what I'm saying? You gotta read something. You gotta open up some of these books. You gotta do your own damn research. Stop just letting somebody tell you what's going on. Go ahead and try to find out for yourself what's going on, all right? 646-478-0944. And we're gonna get into a song, Pass the Tone, Change My Way, to the Talk Radio.
Change my life, I'm hustling, no money every single day, yet I'm still struggling. Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me. Gotta change my life, I'm hustling, no money every single day, yet I'm still struggling. Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me. I'm on the block, I got my rocks, I wanna put them down, I wanna stop, I wanna give it up, I wanna walk away, I wanna live right, Lord, your way. I wanna change, I wanna be an honest man, but it seems the devil has his own plans for my life that ends in the early grave. But I heard Jesus, Son of God, say, I really need you more than ever. Wrap your love around me in the cold like a sweater, make it better. I'm sick and tired of the game. I come up daily, but nothing in my life changed. I'm doing wrong, I'm out here feeling all alone. That's why I'm crying out to you, Lord, on this song. Just pick me up and show me a brighter day. It's dark in my life, Lord, change my way. Gotta change my life, I'm hustling, I'm out here every single day, yet I'm still struggling. Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me. Gotta change my life, I'm hustling, I'm out here every single day, yet I'm still struggling. Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me. I'm tired of smoking, I'm tired of drinking. Every time I take a sip, I sit back and start thinking of my life. Depression starts to creep in, telling me you really want your life to end. But that's a lie, I know that voice didn't come from God. But I try, gotta fight just to stay alive in this world, especially when this world's so cruel. In these streets, you gotta play by the rules. But I'm a fool, cause Lord, I know your word. Yet I'm out here in these streets, rolling, flipping birds. And have you heard? Our friends are in the pen of dead. They've been misled by something that the devil said. But you're the truth, the truth shall set me free. I'm searching for peace, Lord, can you come and save me? Release the pressure, the pain from within. 1 John 1:9, if I confess, you'll forgive my sins. Gotta change my life, I'm hustling, I'm out here every single day, yet I'm still struggling. Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me. Gotta change my life, I'm hustling, I'm out here every single day, yet I'm still struggling. Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me.
Keep the wisdom in my life, but it's evil in my sight, so I pray to the Lord to bless my soul and take control. I know it's almost time to go. Risen to death, your word is kept. Now Jesus wept, but I cannot slip and take a trip in the endless pit. Surrounded by hate, it makes me sick. Searching for peace, and I'm on my knees. God help me maintain in Jesus' name, and I want these sins within a burning flames. Gotta make a change, one life to live, and I give my all to you. A demon scheming, thinking it's us to slipping. It got me tripping. Take this proposition and listen. Just stay on my mission. He loses feud in my mental, polluting my temper. Remember, there's life after death. Keep good health. Now that's wealth. Don't play yourself. Some time is left. Have peace with yourself. And every day I'm gonna pray to the Lord to change my ways. I'ma drop my guns and join the church and do it God's way. And then I change. I change into a better man. Thank you, Lord, for reaching out and grabbing my hand.
Jaman, that was Pastor Tone, Change My Ways. Right here, through Talk Radio.
Hey,
you know, we sit around with a kind of looking, man. Sometimes we have serious conversations, sometimes we have fun. Right now, we're just doing about 9 different things. I want to start off, you know, I want to say thank you to all of my online listeners and downloaders. I appreciate those 5,000 that's trying to get it up to 6. All right, I ain't gonna agree. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't understand, this is a serious thing for me. I love what I do. So when I talk to y'all and I bring something to you, I always say, check it out. You know what I'm saying? Check it the fuck out. Because I did, and that's how I'm able to bring you some of the shit that I'm able to talk about. You know, it's all over the fucking place. So I don't want nobody to think that I'm special or I got some type of secret insider or resource or none of that bullshit. I just use what I'm paying for. I just use what I'm fucking paying for. Facebook is cool. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Zoos and all that other shit. Tagged. Every fucking other social network. If that's what you want to do, spend all your fucking time lying to people about what you're doing and how you're feeling. Exposing your motherfucking dirty laundry, you know, say your damn stuff, compiling your own motherfucking profile. You know what I mean? If that's what you want to do. I'd rather compile my profile doing some shit that's going to, you know, make you think about something. You know what I mean? Instead of being mad about, you know, somebody knows something and they trying to share it with you, just look the shit up. Check it out. You want to call the motherfucker wrong, make sure you can call the motherfucker wrong. Don't just say you wrong. You know what I'm saying? Without even investigating the motherfucking situation, that's the bullshit that's going on in this world right now, not just this company. In this company, yeah, I said it right the first time and the second time. You know, y'all need to get up, get ready for work every morning. All you motherfuckers laying around drinking beer all motherfucking day, you can get your ass up, comb your nappy ass hair, throw that motherfucking, that damn Dallas Cowboys coach you've been wearing all winter in the motherfucking bathtub. Shake some of that dirt out of that bitch in some water. And hang it up. All right? Hang that motherfucker up. Comb your nappy ass hair and brush your brown ass teeth and get your ass a pound of fucking paper. You know, pound the fucking paper. Because there's work out there for your ass. Be a positive contributor to society. Pay some motherfucking taxes so that these motherfuckers can say, damn, more people paying taxes now. We might not have to kill everybody. Because that plan don't make no motherfucking sense to me, man. Kill everybody so that you can rule. So
who you gonna control?
Who you? Nah. So the rich folks now going to become the slaves when all the poor people get killed off the planet, right? So the millionaires are going to be servants to the billionaires who are going to be servants to the elite. The rich are going to be serving the wealthy, and the wealthy are going to be serving the elite. That's how it's going to go. Because if it ain't no poor people, well, first of all, ain't no motherfucker that got a billion or two or three or four or five or 10 or 100.
Then they got that shit wrong.
Now, wait a minute. No motherfucker. Let me ask you a question. If you hit the lotto tomorrow for $10,000 and you needed your brakes fixed, would you do it? Fuck no. You would pay somebody to do that shit, right? Grease monkey, fix my brakes. But before you hit that number, you just put a carburetor on somebody's car. You ain't gonna put your own brakes on your own motherfucking car. You got $10,000 in your pocket. I'm gonna pay you. She's gonna go to All Star Muffler and Brake and pay them up.
I would.
Shit. Not the next day. Nigga, I woke up this morning, went and played 1, 2, 3, 4. Straight for $10 and I hit it. I had to go down to the lottery commission to cash my ticket.
Okay.
Alright? You was mine. I gotta take my car to the shop. For what? Put these motherfucking brakes on. Can you talk to the shop? Yeah, man, shit, man. I hit $10,000 on the number last night. I ain't trying to do that shit. Well, the rich company for 32 years. Must have gone wise and said, good luck, get ridden. Motherfucker, you retired. Okay? So, when a new world order kick in, and they do this Agenda 21 and the Red State of Full Operation they're trying to pull off, blacks and Latinos, the only motherfuckers in this country that's going to work, poor white folks, I feel sorry for you. Good. He found your ass. Y'all is in motherfucking trouble. Because they don't want to get rid of the Irish and the German and, you know what I'm saying, the Croatians, and the Lithuanians. They don't want to get rid of them. They want to get rid of the Africans and the Hispanics. Why? Because I don't recall no white person ever in history making a pyramid. Have you seen anything in the history books about a white man making a pyramid? See, they make rockets and all of that shit. Well, they stole the technology from the Germans and motherfucking white who got it from the aliens. But they, you know, they make rockets and shit. They make rockets and everything, but they can't figure out, you know, how to make bread. They had to steal that technology. So, you know what I'm saying? So they couldn't figure out how to make the trees grow in the ground, but, you know, they knew how to blow the world up. And so instead of planting a seed, they just make an artificial one and put it in the corner. They don't ever have to be maintained or nothing. You know, fuck Mother Nature. Fuck Mother Nature. All right? But back to the point I was trying to make, all you little poor white folks that think you better than black folks right now, when they get ready to do this little FEMA camp operation and everybody get locked up, guess who? They say that what they call it, the sympathizers, the black sympathizers, the white folks and all the other races that you get to hang out with, like some Kelly, he going to be in a motherfucking FEMA camp. Grabbing his ass off. Let's see who else going to be in the camp. Oh, of course, what's his face? Damn, what's that boy's name? Vanilla Ice, he going to be in the camp. All them white boys that rap like black people and in groups with black people and all of them, y'all going to be in the camp because they're going to call y'all black sympathizers. Okay, they're going to start with the leaders. You're going to have to come up out of that chair right away. Damn. You watching some crazy-ass car crash. Whoa! The tractor wheel came off. Damn. Oh, no, that's not good. He's flipped up on it. He can't even get that fish on the ground. Crazy crashes. But y'all poor white folks is not excluded from being slaves again. You know, back in the day, y'all had the master whoop us. You know what I'm saying? And he told y'all to whoop us, and y'all did. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, when Abraham Lincoln signed that other little, you know, Emancipation Proclamation shit, which was supposedly free the slaves, first thing you got to do, let's go back to that word I started out at the beginning of the show with, the language. See, the language of that document, okay, meaning you have to go back. Give me my shirt. Let me see if I can fit it. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is my girl. And I just tell you right now, man, emancipation does not mean free or release or anything like that. Whoa, that boy doing it. It's called transfer of ownership. And that's what it means to emancipate something, to transfer ownership. Just like to liberate something is like steal it or free it from bondage, rescue it, capture. Check it out, Google it. All right. Okay, you can have that. So y'all got to understand, think about the terminology and the things, the deeds that you sign. Pay attention to word clusters and how they're arranged. Because just the way you see something on the page determines the language. And when I say language, that means hidden message. Alright? I mean, I've been in and out of the system so much that I wish I had paid a little bit more attention to the languages that was presented to me, because then I would know what to and not to say. Alright, so you ever notice when you get in court, you kind of freeze up, you rehearse everything you're going to say, and then when you get there, it just be like blank? You ever wonder why that shit happens? Because you're overthinking it, alright? You're overthinking it. You're there for a violation of the code, alright? You ain't killed nobody in that shit. So. Unless you did, then I can understand why you'd be nervous and stuff, but most of the time, you ain't did nothing but get old, ticket or whatever, and you decided not to pay it until you went to court. Alright, so. No, not to my buddy. That's just us being who we are. Okay, we just offer the okie doke to take it because we think we comprehend some things that's in our face and we really don't. So, y'all know what to do, man. Y'all keep y'all heads up and y'all ears open, y'all eyes peeled, because that's just the way the fucking crumbles. Right here, Hood Talk Radio. We're going to get into a little bit more music, and we are going to play this here song. It's called Let 'Em Go. Hood Talk Radio.
Change me, better kill me. I don't know. Those truths.
you're supposed to be knocking one of the motherfuckers clean out if you have to break it up.
Why we only look at ruins now.
And they want to see the ruins again?
Hey, man, if they say history repeats itself.
How do you
reach
up to that extreme?
Because they got FEMA camps now. They got FEMA camps now, so they can lock them. Right. They forget, I swear they forget the human error and they forget the human factor. Motherfuckers better estimate. Hey, like right now, these motherfuckers talking about what they trying to do. They really focusing on all of this motherfucking violence and all of that shit to try to push their gun control shit, but Congress, like, we ain't fucking for that shit.
Listen, that shit. If you really think people want to leave jail, they do, but yet, they really don't.
If they
gonna if you already institutionalized, and that's the only thing that you know from birth,
I'm going to take care of my ass.
3 square meals.
All I gotta do is go clean out the toilet or go bust a cow in the head and get some pig guts and cook them. That's all I gotta do for the rest of my life, man, please.
I gotta eat a child.
With child support, who?
I gotta
do is commit a crime. I get away from all that shit.
Yeah,
it's simple.
Service.
Simple as that. You got 1,000 kids, you don't want to pay for them, commit a crime, go to jail. What they gonna do? Make you work in the cafeteria?
Pick up some paper in the yard.
Pick up some paper in the yard with all the motherfucking chewed up bubble gum sticks, okay? All you got to worry about is picking up cigarette butts and gum all day. Until it's chow time and count time, then you go lay down on your bunk. You'll eat your food and get back to picking up your cigarette butts and all that. You know what I mean?
You
got to do the head count, so you can't be sleep during count time, or they're going to put you in a hole, which is just another part of the jail. So. At least you have somebody to talk to. You can snore at night when you go to sleep, and won't nobody say nothing to you.
There you go.
Except the rats, and they just going to slap past you because they know you sleep. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, come on. You know, it ain't nothing to be adapted, you know what I'm saying, against, you know, adapted to, but, you know what I'm saying, worse come to worse, because most of the people in this country are sheeple, meaning, if I tell you, then you're going to do it. Okay, so what I want you to learn, I'm going to teach you. You know what I'm saying, it's the same thing in college. You paying for them to teach you something that they want you to learn. You know what I mean? When you go to a college and you want to be a recording engineer, you go and you pay the motherfuckers $10,000 to teach you the ins and the outs of the recording industry and this and that and the other, where you proudly go and get the same instructional materials for about $500 or $600 and get excellent customer support. You know what I'm saying? Either online or via the computer that can give you some of those also important tips and tricks to your trade that you just spent a few $100 to learn. It's all about the initiative. All right? It's your self-will. Never let nobody tell you you can't do nothing before you try.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because most of the time somebody tell you you can't do something is because they couldn't do it, whether they tried or not. But it might seem a little easier to you because you might just be the person set up to do that. Who knows?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But most people will tell you, no, you shouldn't do that because most people don't do that. That's what you always hear. Most people don't feel like this. But most people don't do that. But what sense does that make when you ain't trying to do what you need to do for yourself? All right? I want to send a shout out to Ms. Batiste. I think it's Ms. Mary Batiste. She's a lady that got some Grammy hits. And she wanted to work with me on the music side, so, you know what I'm saying, y'all be looking for some little Mary Batiste music out there produced by your boy here. It's coming soon. Mary Batiste is working out like I'm supposed to, because we here. All right, so we want to send a shout out to Black on Black Incorporated out for Junior. You know what I'm saying? They in a deep discussion tonight, I'm sure. And Peace Side, New Life, Little Stars. So shout out to y'all, Border Rushes Radio. They are sitting station there on the other end right now with their poetry night. You know what I'm saying? They might be doing something else. Just what I know is poetry night. And you can get you some poems together and call 347-486-3811. And that was to Board of Restless Radio. Want to send a shout out to my dude C out there, R&R Music. Cool. All right. So y'all get yourselves together, man. It's getting a little bit late. It's 10 after 7 almost. Excuse me, 7 after 10. And that the kids. I hope all y'all got y'all homework done because you know the crews can wait. I heard that's a new movie for the kids. The Croods. But I ain't watching it, so I don't know. They was all sitting there with their eyes bugged out, so it's got to be interesting and entertaining because everybody was quiet, even Levi. They was all like this, stuck. So, hey, you know that new movie, Oz, we're going to do the review for y'all. Atlas Cross is good. I don't know what the white folks were talking about. It was, you know, a bad movie, but it was actually a good movie because it was a black man that was a hero at the end. So it was a good movie. And it was entertaining. It had a great drive. Thumbs up to Tyler Perry for Atlas Cross. I haven't seen Temptation, but I've seen the emotional roller coaster that it takes people through. My cousin sat here and was laughing. And she got mad, started crying, and she was laughing again. She was happy by the end of that movie. So I was sitting here tripping on that. And so I would say thumbs up to the movie Temptation. Oz, The Great Adventures of Oz, that is a cool-ass movie, man. It started off kind of boring, but about 15 minutes into the movie, you're going to have to stop and start it over because I guarantee you the first 5 minutes, you're going to keep doing whatever it was you were doing before you start watching. So go ahead and get that motherfucking movie because it's good. The Oz, all right? The new Oz movie, that's good. Coming up, I'll tell y'all about Oblivion if you ain't seen it yet. You know, we get the bootleg versions and we watch them. Before the movie hits the theaters, we get to see it. So that's a plus for being black. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better get up. Get up. So we really get everything first, man. I know y'all pay all that money to get it, but we get it. So, next week, we're going to see if we can't get Oblivion. And I'm still trying to find Prometheus, okay? I'm still trying to find Prometheus, man. So as soon as we find that, and I'm going to watch that movie, and I'm going to tell y'all all about it. You want some cookies. You just trying to stay up. You sleepy. So y'all just know. Do some research, do some reading, every damn thing else. If anybody out there got a copy of Prometheus, you can email it to me at the mj110@gmail.com. That's themijj110@gmail.com. Hit me up with that Prometheus. All right, I want to see it. All right, I want to send a shout out to Big Mouth Alex Jones. You know? Big Mouth Alex Jones, man. He's doing a wonderful job out there, man. Don't y'all take that Big Mouth Alex Jones the wrong way. It's just like back in the day, the Mouth of the South, Robert Downey. I liked him, too. He was cool. He was Big Mouth motherfucker. Talk. See, he's off the air now.
Alex Jones ain't on
the air anymore? No. Alex Jones is on the air. I'm talking about Robert Downey, the Mouth of the South. Big Mouth.
See,
that's a compliment.
He went out with Benny Hill and shit.
Yeah, because he was talking too much shit.
Well, you know, he was the first radical one out there.
I know it.
Great speed, he
too. He was the new version of Mad as Hell.
You remember he took it to the Klan and shit?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got it. And another thing, I'm glad you said that because you got to do your research on Republican versus Democrat. All right?
Oh, yeah. See, that's another hot one.
Yeah, you got to do your research on that.
The difference between your delegates.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of things that you don't know about the Republicans equate to a lot of shit you didn't know about the Democrats. Like, primarily they're funded by the KKK. So It's a lot of shit that the Democrats are fighting for, and the lobbyists are actually members of, you know what I'm saying, right, white, yeah, I said it right, white wing groups. They call them right wing, like the GOP, you know, you hear that shit all the time on the news. You know, you would think government of the people, this, that, and the other. No. Grand old party.
Yeah, what's the kind of
government of the people?
Shit.
It's a grand old party, and most of them are conservative. And do you know what conservative means? And what are you trying to conserve? The status quo. So you want things to remain the same, the way it was? Hmm? Yeah, I guess that's what that means. So what y'all need to do is do some research, do some study, try to figure out what y'all going to do with yourselves in the next few years that's coming up, man. I don't know. It's a question. There's so much that you can do online. Hey, did you know you can earn a degree as a pastor on the internet?
Why you
can
go to internet pastor school?
Yeah, internet pastor school.
Wow. Now, I guess you can go find your whole internet shit and open up a church.
Just because you got so.
I know all the damn churches along the street just all get together at one big ass church.
Because they all got different messages.
What the hell? I thought it was all the
same. Pastor Johnson don't like the way Pastor Edwards preached. That's why he started his own church. He used to go to Pastor Edwards' church.
His bellowing is as deep as his.
No, he can't generate no money in it. See, he played that old guitar. That's it. Jing, jing. Well, you know, Pastor Johnson, he got that big old 90-member choir, and they, whoa! People next door go over there and bang on, hey, y'all waking me up. Oh, they put the kicker box outside and play T.I. Right next door to the church. You know what I'm saying? You got to watch it. Sleepy man. You sleepy? I can see it in your face. Look at you. 5 minutes. So y'all know, man, be diligent. Be vigilant. Okay? Keep your mind open and your eyes too. I didn't say your mouth. Oh, the Bible say be quick to listen and slow to speak. Okay? So I kind of think about things like that because most times people want to just jump at you when you say something. So you want to just, I learned a few things. Sometimes,
you derived all this information from doing the research.
Just doing research, man. Ain't nothing new.
Up in no conversation, just great blasphemy for yourself. No.
Ain't nothing hard.
I mean, you see the shit right there on here, man. You go to your Google Form.
You know,
grab on there.
Right now. Smartphone, iPhone, Z phone, B phone, whatever phone. Pull it up. Pull up Rex 84.
Pull up people can.
Mm-hmm.
See what that shit means. See why you can't go visit none of.
Pull up the Rothschilds. Pull up ancient Egyptian spirituality. Pull up what is Christianity. Pull up my feet hurt. Anything you want to know.
Right.
Before you ask somebody who's going to tell you something, try to figure that shit out yourself. It ain't that damn hard. And that way you do your own research and you can understand where you got the information from and it just might coincide with what somebody else tell you. Because we are people that need confirmation. Hey, back up, man. You stand too close to me, man. Come on. Man, what's up with all that closeness, man? Move. What's up with that? I need my 6 feet, man. Come on with the, hey, man, 50 feet. I know. See, next time I'm going to wrap my hand around your neck. You're going to be telling me to leave you alone. See? Huh? 50 feet. See?
I got to go.
Well, go ahead on then. We go.
All right, man. You make
a good little
money, man.
So, get you a Bible dictionary to study your Bible with, okay? Get you a English dictionary to study English in history, all right? If you want to know something about the ancient world, then I would suggest you Google ancient knowledge, ancient whatever it is you want to know about the ancients. If you want to know something about the creation story, Google the creation story. All right? YouTube it, BBC it, writers, you know, CNN it. I mean, it's more than just YouTube out there, y'all. All right? YouTube is a foundation, is a basis for your search.
Videos.
You know what I'm saying?
Just watch hip-hop videos.
There's motherfuckers that can tell you how many braids Lil Wayne got in his hair, but they can't tell you what the true meaning of desolation means. I can tell you Lil Wayne got 900 braids in his hair, but I can't tell you what capture means. Well, get away from me with that same stuff. You know, you gotta be more and be better than what you are. He said he farted, y'all, if y'all didn't understand that. You know, so we just we always just throw ourselves on to the mercy of the pigs. We gotta stop doing that. It's a lot of people that don't wanna lay their arms down, so I don't have one. I'm not one of those people that are able to arm myself. So I rely on the people that are able to arm themselves. But, you know what I'm saying, I've heard through the grapevine that even our old good old GOP has ensured that these little militia groups will be taken care of only if, you know what I'm saying, they cooperate in the martial law times. So y'all be careful, man. Keep your eyes open and study for that shit because it is real. All right, 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. It's your boy E Max, then Miss Right Here, the coolest host in the world. And I'm gonna tell y'all something. The fucking liberties, and I was listening, I keep forgetting, and because you know I don't like listening to motherfuckers with a whole bunch of rhetoric. You know, I used to listen to the Al Sharpton show, and then one day I found out that he shut up because of some shit he did back in the 70s when he was a drug dealer before he became a political speaker and a reverend and everything. And when he started speaking out for the black people, you know, because he was a valuable commodity to the country, you know what I'm saying? He helped them propagate, you know, perpetuate the propaganda. So they couldn't just kill him. So they exposed him as dirt, which made him shut up. And they thought, we got a lot more of that where that came from, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So he quiet now. They talked about Jesse Jackson, and then when he came back out, when Barack was running for president, apparently Jesse Jackson was always talking shit about Barack Obama, and the hunkies knew it. And it was just like, see, this nigga don't know that we record. He just keeps talking shit about Barack Obama. Well, somebody felt like it was a very, very lucrative move to expose that motherfucker talking about Barack Obama. Not that, you know, he just got this great man or anything, if you ask me, but it was just the fact that he was running for president, and because nobody would vote for Jesse Jackson's ass, he was talking shit. Fuck this nigga, I think he is an arrogant ass nigga. And then he recorded that shit because he's always talking.
What we call them? Haters.
Haters, man. We call them haters. How many times did Jesse Jackson run for president?
How many
times did he get? 88. The entertainer said, that's how many people go to this church.
88.
That's how many people voted for his ass.
Had all the people
haters. Had all the people on that church bus.
Being mad.
So y'all gotta watch now, because you haven't heard anything about it. I'm pretty sure the situation is still at hand. Okay, We are watching Detroit closely because a lot of the things that's going on there will trickle down here, okay? The financial situation out in Detroit is just horrific. Detroit is three times bigger than Cleveland, y'all. So if the shit is there, it's coming here soon. I just want y'all to be aware that the shit is going down. It's going down in another city. But it's going down in the city that used to be considered our sister city because we manufactured the steel that they used to make the cars there. So, you know, all of that is, all of that is just basically the whole ordeal. Now, y'all like to do research, you like to study, you like to say you know something. You know what I'm saying? When you get into debates with people about shit, you got to make sure you do your research and your study. So if you need to pull some arrows out your motherfucking bag, firebrand arrows or golden ones, you hitting the bulls every fucking time. And you ain't gonna do nothing but make them back up. You know what I'm saying?
You start plugging into their morals and values.
That's it. The Bible called them fiery darts. When people start throwing fiery darts, like you got to pull your shield up. Bang, like Captain America. Bang, and just bounce off. Bang. And then you smack them back with a couple of, you know what I'm saying, fiery darts of your own. Tip out. With a little explosive on the end. You know what I'm saying? So it's always better to understand or to comprehend, rather, I should say, what you say you know. And you have to back that up. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, you know, I've also learned on me walking around like you and know-it-all, talking about, man, jumping into everybody's conversation and this and that. Let motherfuckers think what they want to think, just like you want people to let you think and feel the way you want to think and feel, and that solves the whole problem. If everybody stay out of what everybody else is feeling or thinking, then the world would be a better place. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have to open up your eyes. You have to free your mind. You know what I'm saying? Be free from the bondage that basically, and it tells you in the Bible, that so easily entraps us. It's right there in front of your face. You know what I'm saying? It will tell you in itself, be free from the bondage that so easily entraps us. And then in another place it says, do not be conformed to this world, nor be the gods or the things in it. So, if all of these different practices of religion is in this world, don't you think that fall into that category too? That's in this world. Superstitions and all of these and all of that shit, man. What's wrong with wanting to have something nice? Nothing. Ain't shit wrong with wanting to have something nice. The rich people got nice shit. They wanted something nice, and they did what they had to do to get something nice, and now all of them hook, crook, and stole to get it. Some of them worked hard. They proud to tell you, I worked hard, bust my fingers open to get this damn Cadillac. That's a good thing. You got your Cadillac. You work hard, you got your reward. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how it is. So I'm trying to figure out some things, but we're going to say that one for another show because we are getting down to our last 3 or 4 minutes. And I want to say that it has been pleasurable to talk to you all. And we'll be back here Friday night with Hood Tunes Radio from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, also Saturday night. So y'all get ready to hear some music from Cleveland's premier artists. And I tell you, we got some new music coming up this week. And so y'all can always tune in with the same number, 646-478-0944. It's your boy, E-Mac, the Image. And we're going to get out of here with this here song. Let's see which one we're going to take you out here with. It's like candy. Sweetness. We'll talk with you. I see good things in front of me.
right in front of me. Act like you're taking all my money. You got it gold. Where is that gold? Your sweetness breaking down all the my defenses. Girl, you got me.
Yeah.
When I take you.